moving to Greece or something?
No, this is like the closest I can find to South American music.
That doesn't sound South American.
Oh, it totally sounds South
American. Greek music.
Yeah, I heard the same song in Mexico twice.
Okay. What were you doing in Mexico?
Yeah, allegedly.
Getting AIDS. Welcome to the Doghouse on NTNRadio.com. We just had a brilliant, an absolutely brilliant Doghouse Unhinged.
Unhinged.
That if you are not a member of the Doghouse Unhinged community, you are sadly missing out.
On Patreon.
And that could be all yours. I will sell you just that one episode for one Bitcoin.
Yeah, right.
One Bitcoin. That's what the show was primarily about.
Yeah, we talked a lot about
Bitcoin. People. Fat ugly people. So it's definitely worth listening to, people. You can get that by going to patreon.com/NTN.
Very good, Phil.
I know. I've been doing forward this while
slash,
you've been gone.
Forward slash will work, too.
Forward slash works better.
Yes.
I probably screw that up every week, but I don't really care. So anyways, yeah, you can go there. We talk ins and outs about Bitcoin.
Yeah, so here we are talking about motorcycle racing and
Bitcoin.
I've been completely disconnected from it. I have no idea what's going on out there. Is Roczen back yet?
He's supposed to be back for the opener.
Who said this?
Well,
Whether he's competitive and whether he gets clearance.
Well, that we don't know. Yeah,
whether he gets clearance to be back for the opener.
I didn't even know he was applying for a clearance. But anyway, okay. Yes.
January 6th is the first race.
Yes. Yep. But before we get into that, I want to talk about something that's important. You know, normally we know you guys all hate us. You never share us. You don't give a damn about anything we say. Right? But I want to give...
The good thing is those numbers are going down and people don't care.
Yeah, the people that don't care are going down. But I want to bring up something, and it's something you might want to share with people you know that race, right? Two or four wheel. The DOT is planning on enacting new laws that require all vehicles driven outside of 100 miles of their home base. So your home base doesn't mean like your house, it's more your state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Although they can get really tricky and say 100 miles outside of your house.
And by driving, we're not talking about your car.
No, well, we are. We are talking for vehicles.
You're talking about
2000, year 2000 or newer, and we're talking a dually pickup truck with a 10,000-pound GVW trailer behind it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're towing something.
So you're towing, but your race team, right? Like, mm-hmm. if right. you go to the races, you know, I used to have a dually with a ten bike trailer,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, and stuff like that. If you're going to the races with that, or you got a car in there, they now are going to claim the right to pull you into the scale houses. So you're going to have to check your weight. That the not for hire no longer is a free pass. The not-for-hire stickers are no longer a free pass. The private-use-only stickers...
And this is proposed by the DOT?
No, this
it's
is going
to be enacted
this
by...
This is in effect.
Hmm.
It's actually as of Monday, December 18th, so it's been in effect for a week now.
Come on, Trump!
He's got rid of a lot of stuff.
He's got rid of a lot of stuff,
one.
But this might not have hit his radar, right?
Maybe not, yeah.
I know some guys, and I'm not... And this, we're not fear-mongering here, people. I know some guys in the Wheel and Modified Tour...
Hang on, I'm going to... Hey, hang on, I'm making a call. I got a call coming in. Hang on. Yeah, Melania. Yeah. Could you tell Don that he missed one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a DOT thing. Dualies. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're cute, too. All right, bye.
That's the Ken we all miss. Woo, just picked up the phone. Power Ken.
Hey.
That was Power Ken.
I don't like to drop names, but, you know, I do have that ability.
We know. Okay. Anyways,
he drops names among other things.
But this
yes,
is,
I drop lots of stuff. Actually,
this is actually really serious, though.
It is.
You know, if you're just towing with your 3/4-ton pickup and a 7,000-pound trailer, you're fine.
Yeah, right.
You're good. But if you're towing your motorhome, which a lot of these guys now do, mm-hmm. a motorhome with a big trailer behind it, if the trailer's over 10,000 pounds, they can even pull in the motorhome. And what they do, so the DOT cops are not like regular cops. The DOT cops don't really give a shit about. Oh damn it! Don't care about your Fourth Amendment. No, I'm gonna leave that in there because that's important.
Okay.
They don't care about.
It's important to say.
It's just too much work to write down the time.
It is. Well, nobody else. You guys should be doing it. I'm doing everything else.
We can drop.
I'll mute your mics. Okay. There we go. See how that works?
4:54 p.m.
Yeah, thank you. That's going to work so good when I'm doing the show at 10. But they can make you open up your trailer, and if you have any kind of advertisement on your bike, they can claim that you're causing a revenue, and therefore this is a business, and that makes it a commercial. That makes it a commercial vehicle, and you are now effectively part of that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It is.
It's ridiculous. Why? I mean, it's obviously just a way to collect more highway taxes, well, yeah, right?
I mean, they say it's for safety because there's a lot of people. But, like, okay, if you are driving a vehicle of a GVW of 10,000 pounds or more, mm-hmm. and you're towing a trailer of 16,000 pounds or more, mm-hmm. right, you need a CDL. You're going to need a logbook. What's it called? An ELD, electronic logbook, is the easiest way to do that.
Right.
You now are going to need your physical card.
Well, okay, so wait a minute. Okay, that's a 16,000-pound trailer. So
that's your smallest three-wheel gooseneck.
Okay.
Right? And some of them are three-axle tow-behind trailers. But where they're going to get where they get a lot of these guys, right, is the toter homes, right? Because toter homes are definitely over 10,000 pounds.
Sure.
And the guys who get the bigger trailer, the car trailer, so they can bring their golf cart or their pit bikes and all that other stuff with them,
mm-hmm.
right? A lot of times those car trailers are 10,000 to 12,000 pounds.
Right.
And once you get over 10,000 pounds on the tow vehicle, they can start going after you.
Yeah. Is this because they're trying to get people to get off surge brakes and onto electric brakes if they...
No, I don't think so.
No.
I think
it's for safety. It's for the children.
Well, that's why I asked that.
It's for the children.
Yeah, it's for scales, right? There's a lot of money in overweight tickets.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And they claim it's for safety, right? That's what they're going to claim. They're mm-hmm.
going to
say
they don't want you to be tired.
Here's how you know that's BS. Because if your vehicle is 2000, a model year 2000 or older,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
Do you know when this regulation was voted on by the DOT? Is it
probably usually when DOT does stuff, it's at least 2 years.
Okay,
so right? It gives you 2 years to catch up.
Okay,
with
so the Trump administration just doesn't know about this yet.
I would guess not. I would mm-hmm. because it's not a big place, right? The horse community on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/doghouseradio.
Okay.
I have a link on there on December 20th. You can look. I put it up under my own name, so it'll be under Phil. You can look it up there, and it has the I have a link to a horse site, right? Because now horse people who tow the horse trails, a lot of the horse trailers.
Because livestock is not exempt, and right, horses are livestock.
Right, and mm-hmm. and the hobby racer is no longer exempt. If you have, like, say you run in a series, the wheeling guys get screwed because they have to run the Hoosier tires or whoever they're running mm-hmm. tires, Goodyear tires, whoever they're running that year, you have to run those stickers. And the moment you put that sticker on the car, it's now an advertisement and it's a business. They're saying that if you're taking your horses to a show that there's prize money involved or you're writing off that trip. Like, here's the bigger thing, people, is I know a lot of you guys write off your racing as a business expense. Oh, I'm marketing this or I'm going to depreciate the value of the truck, right? Mm-hmm. The moment you start depreciating the value of the truck for a business, no matter what its weight class, it makes it a commercial vehicle in the eyes of the DOT, even though you're not running commercial tags from your state. Right, and it has nothing to do with how your truck or vehicle is registered in your state.
So the message in all this, Phil, is that you should contact your congressman
and
let them know, because they're probably not aware of this,
yes.
right? The DOT is enacting new regulation in there.
New draconian regulation.
Which is going to affect a vast swath of the hobbyist community out there.
Yeah.
And racing enthusiast, obviously, yeah. community out there.
It's like when we did the lead in the batteries things back in the day with the AMA, right? I'm actually really surprised I haven't seen anything from the AMA on this.
Probably.
Right? Because it's such a small niche. But, like, if you're a super if you're taking your kid around to, like, here's where they get you, right? Is say you're that dad who's a swinging dick. And you want your son to be the next Ricky Carmichael, and God bless you for that. That's awesome, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But you go and you buy that F-350 dually or that 3500 HD Chevy. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't buy a Dodge because you're not that rich. You can't afford to drive it. But
or if you're the man with the plan and the van and the trailer.
Brought to you by Ram Tough.
Ram Tough. But then you go out and you buy yourself that nice toy haul or fifth wheeler that comes in at 16, 17, 18,000 pounds that you're putting two bikes in the back, and the series that little Johnny's racing in is a KTM series, so you have to have the KTM on it.
Yeah.
And they pull you in because they say, oh, look, that guy got his KTM sticker on the side of his camper.
Yeah.
And they pull you in, and they look at the bike and say, well, obviously he's doing some kind of sponsorship. You now need a logbook. And they can – here's the bigger thing. It's not that it's just a ticket. They can actually sideline you and put you there till somebody with a CDL –
License,
but not even that, a CDL physical card comes in and then fix your logbooks and stuff and then drive you the rest they won't leave your let your truck leave the stop.
Just think the number of people out there who aren't even aware that this is.
I know, that's why I'm saying
this. There's a lot of people out there that already own these types of toy haulers and things like that, right?
I spread it out to all my friends in the industry. Listen, and I'm saying this right now, if you know people that race cars, you know, like Weekend Warrior SCCA guys or Bud's Creek, you know, drag racing guys, MIR kind of guys, anybody who's towing a trailer that's anywhere near that, you need to pass this on to them.
Yeah.
Right? Just so that they know, like, look, they can make their own decisions. I'm not saying, listen to Phil, here, do your research. Do your research.
Will this affect people that have, like, you know, the big motor coaches with the multiple bump outs that sometimes can run over that number? That you can get hire a CDL to drive you?
If they're hauling
a trailer, if there's a trailer like a
no,
car,
no, well, no, no. If they're hauling, if once you hit the 10,000 pound mark, it's all a matter if you're hauling anything. Now they're not going to go after the trucks as much. They probably won't go after the campers unless you have advertising on the sides.
Okay,
right. Like if you put up your Fox helmet sticker on the side of your camper, technically you just made that by this law. You just made that into a commercial vehicle. If your motorcycle's inside of that, right? You know, if you're using that to go to the races to race, if you're racing for prize money, right? Like if they ask you, where are you going? Oh, I'm just going to the motocross track to ride for the weekend. Not, I'm going to the Maryland Championships to try to win me 25K, because they'll say, oh, well, this is now a commercial enterprise.
Yeah, so I guess the minimum message in there is
lie.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, remove any kind of brand advertising
from the outside of your equipment.
Outside of your vehicle, and then go inside immediately, and then go inside and contact your congressman about that.
Yeah, contact your congressman. But this is pretty serious. I hope people share it with their car racing friends. If you know people,
when does this become active?
It became active December 18th.
Oh, really?
It's already active now. Right now, of course, they did it in the wintertime, so nobody who's traveling around this time of the year.
And they made it so publicly widespread that everybody knew about it. I know, first I've heard of it.
Supercross guys.
But yeah, I was going to say, but Supercross guys are all moving their stuff around. Well, the small teams in Supercross aren't.
Well, I was saying the man with the plan and the van and the trailer.
Yep.
You know, right? Like a little team like Elena Myers would have been killed by this.
Right.
Right. Yep. Dane Westby's team would be killed by this.
Yep.
Right, so so we need to reach out to everybody, and we really need to. You need to email your congressman. You also need to email the AMA. Tell them the doghouse told you to email them and give them hell.
Yeah,
you know, I can't think of
well,
his name
they
now.
They. I mean, they should. I can't.
Wayne
imagine.
Allard.
Yeah, they should know about this.
They should know about that.
Right, they're supposed. That's one of the things.
Right.
We're
I think. On. I think what's why.
I'll bet they do know about it.
Well, I think why a lot of the motorcycle community isn't doing anything about this, and you don't see the outrage is. Because most of the guys that go to the little tracks and stuff like that, they're all towing 7,000-pound trailers, and it doesn't matter to them.
Right.
Right? But it's going to be that guy with the fifth-wheel camper. It's going to be that guy with the gooseneck who's taking little Johnny and his friends.
And it's 10,000 pounds today. Well, about 2 years from now.
Right. They could lower that. You know,
they go much lower than that. They're not going to be able. There's going to be 3 mile lines outside the scales, right?
I don't think they care about that.
There's already 3 mile lines outside the scales. They don't care.
Yeah, well, not all of them, Phil.
Yeah, they're all the same people. You have to be a
well. No, I know that, but they don't have 3 mile lines outside all the scales.
No, it's not a matter of whether or not they care about that kind of stuff. They don't. What they're looking for, right, here, and this is my opinion, this is my speculation. If you're a DOT cop and you listen to this, I would love to give you a forum to come on and argue with me. Mm-hmm. But this is what I'll tell you. because the DOT has been so strict over the last 15 to 20 years, and they have been very strict, a lot of trucking just outside
of Leesburg, there's this one spot. When I used to travel through that way to go to work, mm-hmm. you could count on there to be in a state-level DOT cops there probably twice a week.
Yeah.
Because they knew people over. Because they knew that they were coming that way.
From the border.
Exactly. They were
but because
great place to grab people, yeah. right?
Because they've been so strict on companies, and they went after, like, you know, it's kind of like the Holocaust Museum here, right? Oh, first they went after the gypsies, and I said nothing. Then they went after the Jews, and I said nothing. Then they went after me, and voila.
Right.
Right? I mean, yeah. this is what happened. First they went after the trucking companies, and the American people said, well, look at them bad truckers. And then they went after the private guys that live around that own small businesses with the 4500 series dump trucks and the landscapers. Look how many landscapers now. And I told you this, Ken, when we started the doghouse 10 years ago.
Yep.
I said, I got out of the trucking business because they're going to require all this shit to go.
Yep.
Stuff to go through.
Phil's on a roll.
I am just mad about this.
Yeah.
But they're going to require it all to go through the DOT.
Yeah, I remember.
And what's happening, it's coming true. And I think what it is that, well, they're not getting the revenue out of the trucking companies that they used to, because now trucking companies say it's not worth it to try and dodge the scales.
Yeah.
It's not worth it to run crappy trucks. We're going to buy a new fleet we're going to rotate our fleet every 10 years.
Right.
We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So where do they get their money from? Oh, now they got to go after the small guy who doesn't have the lawyers to fight back, who has a fleet. There's a whole fleet of all these independent guys doing this stuff that are going to be screwed. Okay. That was my rant.
Okay.
You can go to the Doghouse Facebook page. I have it up there. You can just start Googling and checking it. There's a link on it to a good website. Now, they talk a lot about horses and how it affects the horse industry. Just change horses.
Change it to motorcycle or car.
Change it to motorcycle and race car, and voila. So it's very important, people. Very important. Write your congressman, complain. Write the AMA. Say, where are you
guys?
And
Ken's doing it right now.
Ken is
doing
it right now.
I'm actually writing it right now.
Good man, Ken.
Dear Melania, please let Donald know that... No, go ahead. All right. So anyway.
Okay.
And by the way, watch the teeth. Okay. So.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my God.
Next.
Dirty.
Next.
Moving right along.
So what happens this next weekend? 1 week from this Saturday.
Ken Rockin' returns!
Ken Rockin' returns!
Maybe.
When everybody else in the studio, except he who shall remain nameless, said
he's
done.
Shows up.
Wait,
he's
when was done. Danny Pedrosa in the studio?
Okay. So anyway, I'm actually surprised, but I do remember somebody in the spring saying he would be back for the Supercross.
I'm going to say this.
Mm-hmm. Give me a little credit.
Is 16th place back?
We'll see. We'll see if he's 16th place. I don't know.
According to his own Twitter and stuff like that, he can't move his wrist.
Yeah, I mean, wrists aren't important over a motorcycle, right?
No, not in Supercross.
No, it's all in the ankles, I'm telling you.
Yeah, definitely.
All in the ankles.
It's in the ankles and it's in the nose.
Yeah, don't they have those thumb throttles on those things?
You're right.
We were talking about that last week.
We were. You know, and you see him riding, everybody's like, oh, he looks fast. It's like, dude, he's racing 8-year-olds at an amateur track.
Hey.
I would look probably average.
Yeah, right.
Maybe, if I was lucky.
Right.
Almost killed myself there laughing.
Nobody knows if he's going to be competitive or not. The question is,
but he has to come back.
Who's he racing against? Who's consistent out there that he's going to be racing against?
Marvin Musquin's going to just.
We'll see.
Eli Tomac, Jason Anderson,
the Monster Energy Cup. There was only two people competitive.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I think it's hard to say.
Blake Bagelet. Well, Brock Tickle's moving up to the KTM, right?
And is Tomac going to be predictable? Because Tomac could be kicking everybody's butt and then say, oh, I'm going to take the second half of the season off. So
no word out of your buddy.
Which one?
James
I had so
Stewart.
Many. James Stewart? No word? I thought he retired already.
No, they're still waiting for him to announce.
Well, he competitively retired several years back. So.
Yeah, he did that a long time ago.
Okay.
But there's going to be there's some change up. Roczen's coming back. I don't know. I don't expect much from him. I didn't expect much from him anyways. But he needed to come back because he needs to, you know, after Mr. I'm going to clean up Supercross and not wear a suit. I mean, everything he's tweeting, he's in his Honda T-shirts and his Honda race gear and his Honda this, because I think he knows that if he doesn't race,
gotta
he doesn't
show
do
the
well,
colors.
That he's going to be unemployed, and that's no fun to anybody. I don't know.
It's a lot of fun for me. I don't know about that.
Well, no, because you're a big Ken Roxon fan.
No, I mean, unemployment.
Oh, you
not
like
a bad
unemployment?
Thing.
Yeah, no, I know.
Hey,
that.
You get to wake up when you want to. You go to sleep when you want to. Come on,
spend
Phil.
Spend the day in your underwear.
Phil,
yeah,
me,
no,
me and you refined that for years.
Yeah, I know. That was okay. That was literally one of the best. Yes. I don't know. Listen, there was a rapper back in the '80s, Big Daddy Kane, and he said, "A job ain't nothing but work."
That's absolutely
and
true.
Amen to that, brother. Yep. Amen to that.
Yep.
I think Supercross, and we can talk about it more next week, but we're not almost at it. We're running low on time, but we're not bad. I don't see any. I see Marvin Musquin being the guy to beat.
Yeah, at this point, okay. at this point, he's really, especially coming out of the Monster Energy Cup where he got the $1 million.
$1 million buys you a lot of mochissimo.
Yeah, Marvin, big money, Musquin is really in the driver's seat starting off the season.
Yeah, Tomac. I think Tomac, I don't know, you know, if Tomac's consistent, he can win it. It's just getting him to be consistent.
He hasn't been able to do that, so.
No, he hasn't.
So I wouldn't hold my breath for that. I mean, I'll go ahead. I mean, so far I figured I'm on a roll with Roxon making it back. I'll go ahead and predict that Roxon's going to win Supercross this season. There you go. I'll be the first one to say that.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'll say it. What
I don't
hell?
Even know what to say. Other than
you
this,
can't
is
realize
what
you guys,
this is what happens when your brain gets clouded up with the hoodie.
Phil, you have to think about this, okay? You got to remember that both of you said he was done.
Yeah.
He would never race again.
We haven't seen him race yet.
Well, okay. And if he doesn't, that's fine. I'll take my, you know, I don't, you're right. He's got to be cleared and all that. But I think the fact that we're even having this discussion says that he will race again if maybe
I can't see him being competitive if he can't bend his wrist.
Well, let's say. I mean, I'm sure that his team knows this, right? So I'm sure they'll probably have figured out a solution to that.
You think they follow him on Twitter? Maybe. Well, I don't. You
maybe
know,
maybe the Honda has added the thumb.
Well, it's not the thumb throttle. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I don't believe it's the throttle problem, right? You can get away from that.
Bracing solves the other problems,
right? But how do you do the compression and the twisting
bracing
when you're turning the bike in the turns?
Bracing.
I don't know if you can brace that much.
I mean, there. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
And also,
we'll see what happens. I could be totally wrong.
I'm going to go with he's.
Well, we'll see. I mean, he's going to have a little race rust, right? So we'll have to wait to see what that looks like. Maybe he won't be competitive in the first quarter of the season. The thing that he's got working in his favor is nobody wants to be a standout there. Even Musquin has his ups and downs, and he's had some health problems too. So let's just wait and see where it goes. I'm going to stick with that prediction that Roxon wins Supercross.
Bloody
I'll go with
hell.
It.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bloody hell.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, you know? I think all the health challenges and things like that, if he can even get on a bike and ride, I think they'll
that's
still
a victory
surmount
in
those.
Itself.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see.
And then they have all these strange new formats, so it should be
wonderful. They have to keep screwing with it, right?
Yeah.
Because I mean, there's nothing like success.
No. Success, you got that.
Yeah, success.
A lot of race series
demands changes, right?
Yeah, we did a whole show on this. Obviously, you didn't listen to it.
No, I haven't really listened to anything. I
like
have
us.
No idea.
He's not part of it, he doesn't want to know about it.
That's always been Ken.
That's true.
That's not news to any of our listeners. Warren, I thought you knew the show.
That's
better
true.
Than
actually,
that.
I listened to a lot of the shows when I was gone for like a week or something like that, or 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But now that I've been gone for a couple months in here, it's like,
you don't care.
Yeah, what do I care?
You don't care. You don't like
what
us.
Do I care? I can kind of predict the
did
show.
You, did you see
Phil the- be saying, S this and S that. And Warren will be,
about
Warren will be
Beach?
Saying, Coralado, Coralado.
There goes our last listener from wherever.
Yeah, right.
Did you see about JD Beach? We were right.
Yes, I did see I that. Know. I did see
I,
that. Yeah.
I haven't gotten a thank you from him yet.
No, or a commission either.
Or a commit, so. Right. I don't even care about the money. I just want to go next year. He needs to take us next year to the Super Prestigio when he defends his title.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Right. Tweet JD Beach.
I mean, based on the things that we've said, the reimbursements that we're owed by the racing community for many, many events
that's true.
That we predicted, I'm a feeling this is going to go that route.
Yeah.
So,
wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, pretty much we got to count on that Buffalo Wild Wing sponsorship. That's our best hope, right?
Well, the amount of money we spend there, we should be getting some of it back.
Well, apparently I sponsored that place tonight. So. Yeah. Oh, I should say Warren did.
I did. What are you talking about?
My uncle used to go gambling over at Foxwood Casinos, and he came back and he lost. He'd be like, yeah, I built them about 12 teepees.
There you go.
There goes our last Native American listener.
Yeah, the best part is he was married in, so he was like pure Irish, and my aunt is like, and my family's a part Native, and she's just like, he's like talking that we scalped them and stuff. It's like, yeah, that's right, Uncle Pat.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just looking at the Buffalo Wild Wing menu now because I want to see how much we got screwed over today.
Oh, God.
$25?
Yeah.
For 10 wings.
For 10 wings.
That's pretty steep, isn't it?
That's pretty
steep. But I did get
a
free refill on my drink.
Oh, well,
of colored water.
Of colored water. Right. Swamp water. That's pretty much parking lot water, right? Yeah. That's all that stuff is.
Mm-hmm. So has anybody been paying attention to the off-season in World Superbike? I have a little bit, been paying a little bit of attention.
A little bit, but, you know, I can't trust any
now
of
they
the
got
time.
A problem. World Superbike's got a problem. World Superbike's got a problem. And you know what that problem is?
Not enough cowbell.
It's Jonathan Ray now. That's their big problem.
Is he
going to
be
right
a four-time winner?
Yeah, he's looked really strong in the tests so far. I don't know that there's going to be anybody that can take him down. And Davies can't seem to string an entire season together.
Both the Kawasaki's look good.
Both the Kawasaki's look good, which is that just means they're going to be dominant again.
You are forgetting.
We know who's going to win that.
You're forgetting two things.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going to help you out here.
Yeah. Help me out here, Phil, please.
Jake Gagne, PJ Jacobson.
Oh, good
Americans
point.
Americans, one and two.
Good point. Okay. All right.
I can dream. It's still the off season.
Let me write that down.
They are both undefeated as of right now.
Yeah. So are the New York Giants for 2018.
No, we probably have lost two games.
We're gonna spot them a couple losses.
Spot us a couple losses. We're gonna earn it. I can't see anybody beating the Kawasaki's. But we haven't seen that I don't like watching. Off season because you know you can't take anything you see there serious. But at the end of last year, what we realized is you can't beat Johnny Rea yet. Rea, whatever. And I don't see that changing. Right? Nobody's upstaging the Kawasaki as the best bike.
And these changes to the Fireblade don't seem to be making a huge amount of difference.
But the Fireblade's also breaking in some new riders
on the
satellite teams and the factory teams.
Yeah.
Right? Jake Gagne, people are going to be like, they're hating on Jake Gagne. I'm not hating on Jake Gagne. Jake Gagne got to learn a lot of tracks this year.
He's got to learn a lot of tracks, and it's still on a development bike anyway.
Right.
So.
And it's still a development bike. I don't see him being competitive. I see PJ Jacobson doing a little better because he doesn't have to learn the tracks.
Yeah, I mean, PJ,
but he's still on not a good bike.
He's not on a good bike, and, you know, be honest with you, I would have rather seen PJ Jacobson be on a satellite Kawasaki. That's my opinion.
Yeah, that would have been better.
Yeah, he's proven that he can be competitive on a Kawasaki. Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, I agree. That's the music.
which means...
I recognize it.
Well, this is the last we'll hear from Ken for at least another month and a half.
Right. Definitely we'll hear from Ken till after the new year.
I'm counting on the vernal equinox. I'm going to be here next.
Oh, look at him throwing out big words.
You know what that
Bitcoin
is?
Words? vernal equal. I don't know what that is.
You don't
spring.
Know. That's the spring, the 21st.
Yeah, I don't care about the seasons. Okay, well, seasons don't mean nothing to me.
I do because it gets warm and I don't like
cold
weather.
You know what equinox I have? NFL equinox, MotoGP equinox, right? Those are the seasons I care about.
Supercross equinox.
This is the Supercross equinox.
Yeah, a true sports fan right here.
Yeah,
Phil
that's it.
Worthington.
Anyways, we'll be back.
Some
of us in the future.
Not next week, though.
Not next week.
Sometime in the future.
Won't let
at
us
some
broadcast.
Unknown date in the future.
I'll show up and you'll never know when it's
going to
happen.
Well, when we come back, we're going to have a best of show for you next week. Or not a best of, we just pre-recorded a show because we hate you. When we come back, we will be talking after the first Supercross race.
Yes, it will. We'll have plenty to talk about.
So,
Ken Roczen not racing.
We'll see.
Ken Roczen in 45th.